You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Yes, after Yom HaKippurim, what is the highlight? Like, what would you repeat many times in Yom HaKippurim? The Yag Midot. So where did we get the Yag Midot from? Where did it come from?
It was in this Parsha. Then they took the Torah.
Yag Midot, Parshat Kitisa, right. So the Yag Midot was part of the Torah?
Yeah.
Was? No, it seems like it was requested, no? It doesn't seem like it was a... But when did he give it to him? When was it given?
Probably during one of the conversations.
When Moshe met Hashem? When Moshe?
40 days?
The Kohen Gadol cannot enter this Kodeshim without the ringing, this bell. So he has to announce, I'm coming in.
We're talking about Ken Rachum V'Chanun, Erech HaPayim V'Rav Chesed, the 13 Middot of Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm sorry?
I think when Moshe, that's the pasuk before
it. It doesn't seem like because Moshe Rabbeinu learned and he went up to Shemayim from the Malachim.
No.
It depends on your chumash.
Uh-huh.
Is that what happened? No, I would never say such a thing. You don't remember when exactly happened, Yag Midot? You listened to Qariat Torah last week?
Yes.
Yeah? If not, you have to repeat it. Vayechal Moshe, he asked like forgiveness for
himself.
Right, but when happened? When did it happen? When it was revealed?
Probably when he went up to ask forgiveness for the Keta Egel.
It doesn't seem like the Torah gives a different information. I think if you just order, go through the order of what the story took place, it's very easy to figure out. If you just follow the order of the Pesukim, it's very, very easy. I'm not in any way trying to make it complicated, because I don't like to do that usually. So here is an interesting point. Rabbeinu Chaim HaKadosh, Rabbeinu Chaim Ben Atar, Shuruto Maran Aleinu. So here we see, actually, Moshe Baruch Shalom was not informed about Yag Midot. He didn't know about the Yag Midot. He had no clue what the 13 attributes is all about. So now, when the sin of golden calf took place, so then he came to Hashem and said, you know, what do you expect? No, these people, after 210 years, they have no manners. They don't know how to behave. So we need a guideline. You have to give them a manual to be able to behave, you know, to come to Mincha early, you know, don't take a nap in the middle of the Torah, or don't play with their cell phone at the time of the Torah. You know, you have to teach him manners. So he says, "Har'eni et kevodecha." So the Hashem said, "Fine, you're right. You have all the right. So then, you can inform him, 'I'm ked, I'm rachum, v'hanun,' as the Gemara says, 'Rosh Hashanah rin.' Min sha'oseh b'seder zeh." That means that he follows this guideline. He's able to cancel on Gesur. But the very, very keen point here is, as Rabbi Haim Ha'adosh brings, if it was not the Chet Ha'Egel, we would not have this information. So that means, Bishut, sin of golden calf, you are able to figure out how Hashem behaves. So that means, if Am Yisrael would not commit a Chet Ha'Egel, we didn't know about this. So that means we were not able to cancel the Gezerot. And not only that, you would not be able to sit and stand up constantly in Yom HaKippurim. You would just sit and fall asleep. But here, Bishchut Chet HaEgel, they tell you, Kal HaKadosh, get up! Yag Milot!
But we were going to do Chet anyway after the Egel, so we had all these things, no?
We didn't have. We were not informed. Moshe didn't have it. Bishchut, Bishchut, Adon HaEgel, we were...
It's the first time I heard that he got credit.
Of course. Of course. So now here, Kal HaKadosh is a very beautiful point that is brought in psychology. It's called the turtle therapy. You heard about it?
No.
You never heard about it? You know what turtle is? They're like posh. You never heard about turtle therapy? You know, the turtle moves around a lot.
Very slowly.
No. Not as fast as moving. He moves. That means he calls them moving company a lot.
Oh.
You haven't heard about this?
Migrating all the time.
No, he changes his
position.
Not position.
Home.
He's a dwelling place. You don't have a turtle at home?
No.
You should get one. You know how he changed location? Now, the point is, when he gets bigger, the shell, how does it become bigger?
It doesn't.
Doesn't?
No,
it says...
That grows with him.
It grows.
Oh, it grows?
Yes,
with
of him. Course. It's stuck to his body. It's grown.
Stuck?
Yeah,
how does the shed knows that he's bigger to grow?
It's automatic. It goes with it.
Oh, it's automatic?
Yes.
Is that what happens?
When he gets bigger, the shed
designed it.
It's amazing. No? You ever thought about this?
Never did.
Snails is
isn't that something?
Kal
HaKadosh, here you have to know every... Surprising life has a very, very great benefit in it. Even Chet Ha'Egel, we were able to grab such a treasure that without it we could not have. Haim HaKadosh explains that when Chet Ha'Egel came about, Mishabla Moshon was able with special ore, even after the 40 days he came back. That before it, it was not honored with such a high type of kedusha, or he grabbed it. So that means at that moment, you know what it is? You bring a nation out, and you go through such a toil to be able to protect them, cover them. Then all of a sudden, everything is destroyed. At that moment, what would you feel? That we, you know, your work of hand, it's all went to waste. How do you feel?
Down.
See, there's a expression that the person would say, I don't have any ramak. You heard about this? Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. It's a Persian, it's Hebrew. Because you take the mem out, it becomes rek, and then you put the mem inside, it becomes ramak. That means you khali, you're just about to faint, pass out. There's no strength left. But here we learn, the Moshavah Moshavah is teaching us at the time that you feel that there's nothing left of you. That's the time you can grab the greatest treasure that is hidden. And that's what Moshe did. At that moment, instead of fainting, instead of giving up, instead of saying, forget it! They don't deserve me! He grabbed something hidden that even at the time that he went to Shammai, he was not able to do it. He did it here.
I'm not getting it. I also get a correlation with the light push.
We get to it, yeah. And just that's the introduction.
That's
what
it came
over.
Light push, yavash.
Chet Ha'egel was a disaster.
Of epic proportion. We're still paying for it.
Yeah.
The point here is, at the disastrous time, Shalom Shalom was able to grab a treasure out of it.
It's called Yag Midot. That means without this disaster, we would not have such a treasure to be able to delete the decrees, to go through the service of Yom HaKippurim, to do our tefillah on Monday and Thursdays and every day. Through the Yag Midot and Selichot. But through the Chet Ha'egel, we were able to grab the Yag Midot.
Why this? it was Moshiach, it was going to stay as a, like a Moshiach time. We were going to do Chet again, right? People, they were going to do Chet if they were not doing the Chet of Egel. So were they going to do different Chet?
Not at all. Why? Why should they commit a sin? Why?
So that sin started all the other sins.
Well, one of the reasons such a thing happened, Masechet Avodah Zarah brings, that we didn't have Siyata Dishmaya. Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh explains that the greatest Sha'arim that you have to open, besides all the Sha'arim and this, the greatest Sha'ar is Siyata Dishmaya. The Siyata Dishmaya means that you have the zechut to be a robot. That's the greatest zechut. To be puppet. You know how the puppet works? You know how it works? Huh? Puppet! How does it work?
It's a string attached
to the string and moves. So Rabbeinu Baal Shem Tov says, you have the opportunity to be able to open the Siyata Dishmaya. That means they hold you. They supervise you. That's called Siyata Dishmaya. This is the greatest zechut that one could have. That would be Mesayeya by the supervision of Shammai. That means you give away your freedom of choice. So I don't want it. You run me like a remote.
You can do that?
It's your choice. You ask Hashem. I don't want to have any choice. You run me. You know how the remote track works? No, I don't want the freedom of choice.
No, but when
no,
you choose,
my father is right. He says, I want the freedom of choice, Hashem. It my freedom true. Of choice is for you to choose.
Right, to run me, to guide me. I don't want to make any decision. And that's what people get in trouble. places that they're not supposed to go, they go.
One question, did we conclude that the Yad Milot were given as an antidote to the Chet HaEgel?
Exactly, as a gift of the Chet HaEgel.
It's an antidote.
No. As a gift that we grabbed at the time, Moshe grabbed and passed it on through the Chet HaEgel. But the point I'm under here is, the people that they claim, I don't have no strength, I cannot do it anymore, I'm under, I'm being pressed, and so on. So they're totally wrong, because the perspective is this distorted completely, because
there's no disaster. Everything is good.
There is a disaster.
But the disaster, we have the best thing.
No, we did not deny disaster. The disaster is there for you to be able to dig in and take out something that is hidden in it. Back to the total. The total
has a merit that the shell grows with it.
Why? Because when he grows, the shell watches him. Kala Kadosh, if we grow, we have nothing to worry about. Because the shell grows with us.
But if you sit small, that means if you show weakness, so then you don't have a expanded shell.
The shell is only going to grow that you show growth. You have to act like an adult, not like a kid. You have to be mature, not as a kid. The kid cries, the kid complains. But when you are adult, you don't complain. You don't have achmu face. Achmu face is only for the kids. But when you're mature, you have to act like a mature. So then the shell grows. But if you stay little and you complain, and your face is not glowing.
Amen.
What is it to say? Well, here we see unbelievable miracle. This creature has no worry about. See, I grow. I'm okay. The shell grows with it. You know what a shell it has? The people stand on the shell of the turtle, no?
What are you likening the shell to? I'm trying to understand the comparison.
Protection, safety, health, peace of mind. Your wife never complains.
No, that's achieved through a person increasing.
When you come, your wife smiles at you, and you say, Sheikh Yanu Iriman Yan Lazmanazeh. That's what the shell means.
So in a sense, it increases your capacity.
Yes, but the point matter here is, you are protected in any aspect. That's what it means.
Oh.
But you have to grow up! If you don't grow up, but you won. You won. You know, just imagine, you see turtle, big turtle, is a little bitty shell. Like, you know, people wear a kippah like a quarter, like that, no. You see? Miskin! Bichare! That's what's gonna happen. You grow, and then, you know, you always say, we're gonna panasa, hell, blah, blah, blah. Why? Because you're not growing, Babajan. You grow, here you see, Hashem is telling you. You don't need no Mesilat Yesharim, no Echot Tzedikim, no Der Hashem. Look at the turtle, that's it. Everything's covered.
They don't
want to
grow, they
want to
stay
where
they
do. We all want to grow. The problem here is, sometimes it becomes scary. No.
Does the growth come with a price?
Yeah, so that's how it is. There was a kid, you know, you want to turn on the light. It was a little kid.
Yes.
Couldn't reach.
Right.
You get upset, no? You turn on the light, you can. You find a chair, this. So the kid grew up. You know, I said, turn the light is not for the kids. You have to become adult to turn on the light. You understand? When you're adult, you can turn on the light. When you're a kid, you cannot lose. The mentality is exactly the same. When you stay as a kid mentality, there is no light. You have to grow up to be able to reach. You have to learn that this olam is made for adult people, not for the kids. But listen, this is not Toys R Us. It went foreclosed, you know, they became bankrupt.
They came back, nobody bought it.
This olam is not a Toys R Us olam. You have to grow up. You have to realize how great Ribono Shel Olam is, what the chasadim he does. Chesed ker kol yom. Constantly gives and gives and gives and gives and gives. It gives to the adults that they grow, they realize how beautiful this life is, how beautiful this olam is, and what treasure is hidden in this olam. And it's chaval, it's a pity to miss every second of the treasure of this olam. Heif. Every moment of this life, you can just grab and grab and grab all this hidden treasure. And that's what the Chet Ha'Egel is all about. The disaster. What a gift. What a treasure it brought for us. Nizkeh, Tosh Baruch Hu, Yizkeh Otano, to be tall enough, to be able to learn on the light, without shame, to light up the whole lamp for ourselves and all the people around us. Nizkeh B'Yeshua B'Zad Hashem.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.